Hello, this is the Daily Encouragement Net podcast for Wednesday, June 11th, 2008. We are Stephen and Brooksine Weber, and it's a joy to prepare this message and share it with our podcast listeners. Today's message is titled, An Anxious Heart. The scripture text is from Proverbs 12, verse 25.
An anxious heart weighs a man down, but a kind word cheers him up.
Have you experienced the first part of today's verse? That is an anxious heart which weighs a man down. Well, I'm sure most of us have. Someone once defined worry as a small trickle of fear that meanders through the mind, cutting a channel into which all other thoughts flow. I'll repeat that. Worry has been defined as, quote, a small trickle of fear that meanders through the mind, cutting a channel into which all other thoughts flow.
The perspective of trust is at the very heart of being a child of God. It's great to be a child of God today. My sins are forgiven, and the God of the universe beckons me to call Him Father. I have an assurance that He cares for me, and His promise is that He will never leave me or forsake me. Wow! If I just keep that perspective, the things of earth will grow strangely dim in the light of His glory and grace.
But I still really identify with the first phrase in the daily text. An inner battle rages between trust and worry. But trust dispels worry. But much like the pop-up figures in an arcade shooting gallery, the worry just tends to keep popping back up.
The anxieties of this life really do weigh one down. Sometimes it seems they really press on the heart, and you can actually feel it within you. The King James Version says, it maketh it stoop. Well, I kind of have a picture of someone bending over because of the weight.
The heavy burdens, yeah.
I'm sure most of you know what we're talking about and have experienced it or are presently experiencing it. You may today have an anxious heart, even as we share with you in our podcast today.
Thank God for the power of a kind word. I've so often been the recipient of such words. And Ernest, I'm praying for you, a caring, how's your health? Or a sincere, I really appreciate you. Words like these really cheer the heart up. And in each of the above examples, I can recall specific times that I continue to draw energy from. The word for cheer is literally derived from a Hebrew word meaning to brighten up.
I hope you receive some kind words today. As much as you are able, surround yourselves with people that are kind. That's not always possible. But dispense some kind words yourself as you fulfill the biblical principle of sowing what you desire to reap. Let's all pray together today. Father, the cares of this world often press in on me and weigh my heart down. It's not your desire that I carry this heavy load because you are the burden bearer. You use the difficult circumstances of our lives to bring glory to yourself as you bring spiritual maturity into our relationship with you. Our faith is strengthened and our understanding deepened as you take the evil that Satan hurls at us and turn it into glorious occasion for your power to be released and deliverance to take place. You are the same God who led us into battle that will also lead us to victory in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Brooksine, for sharing that prayer with us. And thank you, podcast listener, for joining us today. So again, this is the message we prepared for Wednesday, the 11th of June. And Brooksine does have a further note she'd like to share.
We had small group tonight, and I'm still excited. I prepared the lesson for study, and of course you always put a lot into it. And let me just share with you some thoughts I took from our study. We've been studying the exciting and very intense life of Joseph from Genesis 37 to 50. And though I've known this story since childhood, I never tire of rereading it and being reminded of the importance of forgiveness and reconciliation and trust. If anyone could be filled with worry and fear, certainly Joseph was a perfect candidate. But God had a plan for his life that could not be changed, though he was abandoned, enslaved, framed, falsely imprisoned, and forgotten. God's plan was not thwarted in the midst of all that would seem to indicate God had forgotten Joseph. But the scene was only setting up in slow motion for great drama and uncontrollable emotion as Joseph rose to second in command in his adopted country of Egypt. I'm so blessed in reading of Joseph's perspective to the extremely difficult circumstances of his life over the previous 20 years, when he said to his estranged brothers, now that they knew who he was and they were troubled, he said, "God sent me ahead of you to preserve for you a remnant on earth and to save your lives. So then it was not you who sent me here, but God." That's from Genesis 45, verses 7 and 8. We, like Joseph, need to recognize that God is working behind the scenes in every circumstance of our life, whether it's the workplace, home, the church, or any other uncomfortable matter that we are presently dealing with. If we want the spiritual maturity of Joseph, we also must undergo the testings that brought him to such mature perspective. Ouch.
Amen. Wow, Ruthie, what a thought. I knew she was spending quite a bit of time. She also indicated that we are preparing this on Tuesday night. Normally we prepare these messages in the morning, but tomorrow morning, Wednesday, we have to get a really early start. So here we are in front of the computer tonight, and I still have another probably half an hour to go after this at 10:20, and we have an early meeting tomorrow as well. Well, thanks for joining us. The website is dailyencouragement.net. We do have some nice photos up on the site today that we believe you will enjoy, as well as some suggested music, as well as a book that we recommend. In fact, Brooksina will be writing a little bit about how that book has meant so much to her with one of her favorite writers. Once again, our website is dailyencouragement.net. Be encouraged today.